When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
The Lifestyle Show, presented by Selena McKenzie.
Here to tell us today about her new book, The Natural Menopause Method Cookbook, the empowering healthy cookbook for wellness and lifestyle choices in midlife. Welcome back to the show, Karen Newby.
Hi, lovely to be here. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you back, Karen. This is right up my street, this one. I run menopause meetings every month, so I know exactly what we're talking about. There's so much going on, isn't there, during peri or the menopause?
Absolutely. There is a lot of change, and often our body is screaming at us to make changes. For many of us, we just need to listen into our body more because it is trying to tell us something. And yeah, big changes at a time when things are very, very stressful. You know, midlife is full on, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dealing with lots of different things. And for some of us, with children in the house still as well. It's the joys of womanhood.
Yeah, it can be double trouble, can't it? Because you've got the children in the house all leaving, which makes you feel a little bit like an empty nester. And then you've got aging parents as well.
Absolutely. And we're often at the top of our game career-wise. And then you have to deal with this kind of modern pace, fast, turbocharged world that we live in. And it's a recipe for a lot of kind of misalignment and feeling rubbish. And, you know, then dealing with menopausal symptoms on top of that.
Yeah, not easy, not easy. When we spoke before, we spoke about your book, The Natural Menopause Method. And I think this is a great idea for a cookbook because on top of everything going on, you have to think, well, what am I going to eat? Certainly, what am I going to eat that's not going to put weight on around my middle?
Yeah, and I think, you know, thinking about what to cook every evening for the rest of our lives as an adult is exhausting anyway. And I've tried to kind of take away the kind of overwhelm that a lot of us feel at this stage, especially if we are starting to get weight gain around the middle, which is very common. Because there is so much food noise out there and very often very kind of complicated protocols or kind of within the well-being area, lots of kind of like shiny, bright new products that can cost us a lot of money. And really this cookbook is really about getting back to the basics, really, of nourishing ourselves, not restricting ourselves, seeing food as medicine too.
Yeah. Good idea. So let's take that one as the first one to go with then. So if you are concerned about a bit of a muffin top, they call it, don't they? Fat around the middle. You suggest grilled prawns with sweet corn polenta. Nice.
Well, not all the time, but yes, the reason, so the book is divided up into symptoms. There's 8 different symptoms, the most common symptoms that I see in my practice, and they include, so it's about cooking by symptom. So do you feel achy? Do you feel exhausted? Do you feel forgetful? Do you feel hot? And there is a section for, do you feel fat, especially around the middle? And within that section, all the recipes are very high in protein, such as the prawn polenta and sweet corn polenta. And they're high in fiber and they're kind of lowish in refined carbohydrates. So it's a bit about being carb conscious. And that dish sort of symbolizes that, because you don't need any rice with it or any pasta. It is one complete dish. And every mouthful is really super nutrient dense and is going to help support, nourish your body, but it's going to make you feel really satisfied to quench those kind of cravings that a lot of us feel. Because our metabolism changes at perimenopause. And this is when we start to get this more male pattern of weight gain, which is really irritating. And no amount of calorie counting is going to stop that, because it is a hormonal response to changing levels in estrogen, which can affect our insulin sensitivity, for example. And it is about nourishing the body so that the body feels like it can let go of that weight around the middle, because that weight around the middle is also called the worry waist and is related to cortisol and stress as well.
That's the trouble, isn't it? You're feeling a bit rubbish anyway. You don't want to have to start restricting your diet. So at least these are hearty and exciting recipes.
Yes, I don't want any woman to feel like they need to go without. I want us to, the cookbook is about a celebration of food. You know, I love eating. I think about food a lot, obviously, is my trade as well as a nutritionist. But I don't want us to sort of start eating, tiny little meals, because a lot of women find it difficult to lose weight and aren't eating much, certainly not at breakfast or at lunch, or they're having sort of the sad sandwich that I call it. But it is all about nourishment and helping to support energy levels. So there is a section in the book for if you feel exhausted. And I think so many of us feel tired all the time, or we feel tired all day. And then at the end of the day, we then start to get a second wind and we find it difficult to get to sleep. But it is very much about fueling our body and our brain at the start of the day and at the middle of the day when we need that energy. So ditching your sort of ultra processed breakfast cereals, stopping with the tea and toast, and having lots of nourishing protein and fiber and fat rich meals at breakfast really help, which is why there are so many breakfast options in the book. There's no desserts. Although I am very much a pudding child.
Yes, me too. I'm disappointed in that.
No, but I don't want the focus to be on that. Yeah. As in, if you want to have a dessert, go for it. There are much better cooks out there that will create beautiful desserts. There are three o'clock slump busting foods that are sweets and have chocolate in. And, you know, there's my sort of trail mix, then my fridge cake with orange hazelnut. And it's got cranberries in as well and spices. And that's really delicious. It's kind of like a trail mix. And then you have my 3 o'clock flapjacks, which you can dip in chocolate too. Which are full of nuts and seeds and really delicious things. And then there's the bliss balls as well, which, you know, are made with lots of different, you know, nuts, seeds, etc. So there are those there for snacks if you need them with that 3 o'clock slump. But desserts wise, you know, the book has 60 recipes. I wanted them to focus on breakfast, lunch and your evening meal. And then the desserts, you know, In the book, I talk about you should enjoy cake and celebrate it and buy the best cake you can afford. But I don't want us to crave it, you know. I want us to eat it mindfully and, you know, as celebration always. But the focus, as I say, is about increasing our nutrient-dense food further up the day, especially breakfast and lunch.
So is there a time to eat certain things? And like you said, breakfast, lunch and dinner, is it better when you're going through the menopause, for example, to eat dinner earlier, or does that make no difference?
Yes, I would definitely say that. The reason why I recommend eating earlier if you can is because it gives you a greater fasting window. So if most of us can fast for 12 to 14 hours pretty easily, and if you finish your evening meal, like I eat quite early, I eat around 6:30, and then I will have, you know, a couple of bits of dark chocolate. after my dinner. And then I won't eat again for, 13 or 14 hours. And fasting has a lot of research with it when it comes to weight loss, because we're eating like our ancestors used to. Mm. i.e. we're not snacking all the time. And, the snacking industry is worth billions. It's massively increased since when we were teenagers. And, the food industry makes a lot of cash out of us. So it is, about helping to have sort of micro fasts in between meals if you can. And then having that sort of 12 to 14 hour fast gives your whole digestive system a break. And it also makes us more mindful of what we're eating.
Excellent. I like that. Can you give any advice for hot flushes or hot flashes, as they say in America, either food wise or not?
Yes, absolutely. And there is a whole section in this book called Are You Feeling Hot? And there is a great, so I used to live in North Asia. I used to live in China, but also in Vietnam as well. And in China, especially, they eat a lot of phytoestrogens. So these are your family of foods that have this compounds in them which have an estrogen-like effect in the body. They're not estrogen, but they can help buffer highs and lows of estrogen. And when we get hot flushes, this can be caused by sudden dips in estrogen affecting our temperature gauge, and the body then thinks it's hot, and then it sends lots of blood to the skin, so we get sweating and we get hot flushes, basically. So one of the, it's really interesting, in the UK, we suffer, I think it's about 70% of us get hot flushes, whereas in China and Japan and Taiwan and South Korea, hot flushes are much, much less. And I would say that has a lot to do with the fact that they eat a lot of this phytoestrogen-rich food, which is you find in your tofu, tempeh, miso, edamame beans, organic soy yogurt. But if you don't like tofu, that's okay. You can enjoy phytoestrogen-rich ground linseed, for example, or ground flaxseed, as it's also known. And this has another family of phytoestrogens called lignans, which also have this beneficial effect. But also, as I talk about in the hot section, there are also other ways that we can help with hot flushes. For example, sorting out our blood sugar. So in one of the sections, the irritable section, I talk a lot about blood sugar balancing. And if you get shaky, faint, hangry, or get that feeling of like, I need to eat now, these can all be signs of lows in blood sugar. And lows in blood sugar can also trigger a stress response, which includes adrenaline and noradrenaline, which are also linked to hot flushes. Wow. So I can't tell you how much helping to support your blood sugar will also help your hot flushes. And then just finally on hot foods, in traditional Chinese medicine, there is there's a family of cooling foods, which I've also included in this section. So these are things like cucumber, edamame, tofu is in there, even chicken, green juices, lots of greens. And these are why the recipes are really full of very cooling foods as well. To have this kind of this effect on the body.
Interesting. I'm so pleased you said edamame beans, because I love them. I've got a good excuse. Oh, great. Now, one of the recipes in the book is a smoothie called a Stop Feeling 100 Joint Rejuvenation Smoothie. Are you going to tell us how to make it?
Yeah, so really this is in the achy section, and aches and pains is something that a lot of us suffer with. The smoothie is made with, you can add your collagen into here, because if you're having collagen, that doesn't taste of anything. So collagen is obviously really important to support our bones and our cartilage and our joints. And then this is really full. It's got cherries in, which are really high in vitamin C to help collagen synthesis. It also has cauliflower in, so frozen cauliflower, not room temperature cauliflower, which would taste quite different. So actually frozen cauliflower has a very similar kind of taste actually in a smoothie to a banana. And cauliflower is a really great source of manganese. And as the expression goes, clicky knees, more manganese. So how do we make it? So if you get a handful of frozen cherries with a handful of frozen cauliflower, a handful of walnuts, a tablespoon of linseed or flaxseed. So you've got your phytoestrogens coming from that, which is very helpful for our joints. A tablespoon of chia, So chia seeds mean strength in Mayan. And then 200 mils of whatever milk you want to use. And you can add your collagen, or you can add a date in there as well for extra sweetness. And you just bung that in the blender and blitz it. And you've got a lovely smoothie. You can add more water to get your right consistency. So it just means the smoothie itself isn't super sweet. Obviously, you can sweeten it with the date or more dates if you like. But it's got a really nice, refreshing kind of taste to it. And it's really full of nuts and seeds. And you've got your cherries there for a little sweetness as well.
I think it's the best way to get goodness, a smoothie.
Yeah, exactly. And I would say, you know, have this with your breakfast or have it as a snack. But it really helps. And it's, you know, I've sent this a lot to my patients in the past, and it's a really nice thing to have.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Just to reiterate for our listeners, the book is called The Natural Menopause Method Cookbook, The Empowering Healthy Cookbook for Wellness and Lifestyle Choices in Midlife. It's by Karen Newby, who we're speaking to now. And it is out tomorrow, I believe.
Yes, I can't believe it. My second book, baby.
Congratulations on your second baby. If people want to find out a little more about you and what you do you have a website?
Yeah, karennewby.com.
karennewby.com. Wonderful. Well, thank you once again for joining us.
Pleasure. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.